From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Nigerian jihadist group Boko Haram released a new video Sunday purportedly showing some of the Chibok girls it kidnapped in 2014, claiming that others have been killed by government airstrikes. One of the abducted girls pleads in the video for the government to release detained militants so the girls can be freed. More than 200 Chibok girls are still missing. Thousands of Syrian civilians are back in the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Extremists who abandoned Manbij are retreating toward the Islamic-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. Manbij was a strategically important link and supply lines to Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Tensions are running high in the central U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after police officers shot and killed a man allegedly running from a traffic stop. Mayor Tom Barrett gave this account of what happened on Saturday.
He ordered that individual to drop his gun. The individual did not drop his gun, held the gun, or I shouldn't say, I don't know that for a fact, but had the gun with him, and the officer fired several times. He was hit by two bullets, one in the chest, one in the arm. That individual, it's a 23-year-old man, has died.
An angry crowd gathered at the location following that shooting, throwing rocks at police, setting fire to businesses, injuring at least one police officer. The officer who shot the suspect is on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. Hundreds of protesters brave heavy rain in the Philippines capital on Sunday, denouncing President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a hero's cemetery in Manila next month. Also among the protesters were victims of torture and imprisonment during Marcos' time in power and those who sympathized with him.
Someone was a dictator and a torturer and who stole from us, and they have not admitted to anything. How can we just sit back and, in the memory of all those that died, that disappeared, how can we just let them do that?
President Duterte argues that Marcos deserves to be buried in the Hero Cemetery as a former soldier and president. This is VOA News. Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from the Islamic militants.
The forces launched a fresh attack Sunday with heavy shelling. IS fighters returned fire with mortars and car bombs. So far, a Peshmerga commander says they've taken 11 villages from IS. The forces are targeting the town of Gwer, about 40 kilometers southeast of Mosul. From there, officials hope they can take back Mosul.
That was Nathan Frandino reporting. Iraq's leaders have promised to end the Islamic State's two-year control of Mosul this year. Police say the man who attacked passengers on a Swiss train with a knife and burning fluid has died of his wounds. A woman attacked during Saturday's rampage also died. Authorities say three others, including a six-year-old girl, remain in critical condition. So far, Swiss police say they have not found no indication the Swiss man has ties to extremist groups. And Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who had been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown on free speech, political opposition, and dissent under general-turned-president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has promised stability and the revival of a still-faltering economy in need of reform. And Sunday's world fastest man, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, going for his third unprecedented gold medal in the 100 meters.
I know it's a bit nerve-wracking, but I am awaiting his run because I know he'll be doing very good.
That was Bolt's mother, Jennifer Bolt. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.